The Villa was just hot that whole night. It was hot. It was tense. Everyone was tense. Hot. Like, what? I could feel.
What do you mean by hot? What do you mean by hot?
Everybody was talking about me.
Shaq, I don't want to quote it, but he said something along the lines of, like, you're a 5-star, but I still took the girl back.
Oh!
Yeah. So I said to him, I'm not going to, because he was still at movie night, I was like, I'm not going to be like the girls and be exchanging words with you.
Yeah.
We'll go talk about it during debrief. So during debrief, I was like, listen, I got 4 points to tell you. Number one, your girl was only within 5 minutes of our first conversation. And number two, I told her she doesn't love you and she didn't agree or disagree with it. Number three, on the outside, I would have been fucking your girls in ways you can't imagine. And number
carry on. Welcome back to another episode of Reality. The Love Island Villa is heating up and so much is going on. I've had to draw in another expert. So Rel is in the building, everybody. Yeah. So Rel, I'm so happy I've finally been able to track you down and get you in the studio.
I'm so excited to be here because we think so alike. I'm like, I see you see me.
I love your reviews on TikTok. Thank Love Island
you.
Reviews.
Thank you. Sometimes they get me into a little bit of trouble, but that's okay.
It is what it
that's
is.
Okay.
This blaze is really nice as
thank
well.
I thought, you know what, let me go for a bit of colour. You know, why not? Bring the sun.
Why not? And what colour are your trousers today? We can't see them, but they're orange.
Orange. And I've got a bright pink bag. I look like a skittle.
We are here for
Period.
But look, we've got more company. Our boy Martin is in the building.
Gang.
Martin, this top, he's really fashionista, you know.
Come on, man. I have to come with a bit of colour.
I remember when they announced you, I went on your Instagram and I said, this guy can dress.
Mm-hmm.
Did you go on his Instagram when they announced
it? I scrolled, I said, okay, fashions, come through. Come through, fashions.
Damn, how does it feel to be back?
It's good, but it's also not good. I wish I would. Do you know what, I think the day before I left, I told the producer I want to go.
Really?
I was tired of it. I was like, fuck this, I want to go home. but now leaving, I'm like, I want to go back.
It was a good experience, isn't it?
It was a good experience. It was all right. Like, it wasn't.
Who'd you miss the most?
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Kai and Max, but I'll see Max tomorrow.
Okay.
I'll see Max out already. I'd say Kai and Sanam. I was just, to be fair, I think more time, I was just hanging out with the couples, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, Kai and Sanam, and probably Will and Jesse, they're cool people as well.
Cool, and have you had the chance to watch it back?
I've seen like 2-3 episodes. I saw the entrance of us going into Casa. I didn't watch what. I don't want to see what happened because I felt like I was told people don't like me the first 2-3 days, but I don't care. I saw the Casa recoupling and I saw, I think, 2 days after Casa. I just wanted to see what was shown.
Yeah. And obviously, you know what? Well, I know that with Love Island, you guys are in like a holding villa for like how many days?
I was there for 7 days for a
week. Wow. Okay. Yeah. And like, who did you have your eye on? Who did you think you were going to go in there for?
So when I was told I was going to Casa, I had my eyes on, like, obviously they tell you, yo, pick three, like, we're your top three girls. At the time it was Zara, Tanyelle and Tanya, in that order. Then I went to South Africa, I landed, and I saw the last episode, Zara's gone. I was like, shit, okay, no problem. I've got Tanyelle and Tanya.
Yeah.
Then I think 2-3 days after, Tanya's gone. I'm like,
Oh, damn.
I was like, okay, you know what? Just keep Tanya. Make sure she's there when I get in there. And she was there. And obviously, if you're going into Love Island, you have to be a bit more open. So they told me that. I was like, okay, cool. I'll probably speak to Liv. And but I didn't. I'm not going to lie.
Fair enough.
Because my first conversation with Tanya was so good. I was like, oh, fuck it. I'm comfy.
Yeah, I don't know about you, Cyril, but I feel like when I watched their first convo, like it just hit off straight away.
Sparks.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, I thought it was just easy to talk to her. Like, it was straight on sparks, easy, like, no forcing it. And that's what I like. I want it to be so easy. I don't want to force you. And I know people will say, oh, apply pressure and apply pressure and all that stuff. But I want it to be easy, you know? Like,
yeah.
I don't want to be like fucking flipping in circles and shit just because I want to speak to you, you know what I mean? So it was so easy.
Did you guys gravitate to each other naturally?
Yeah, pretty much. Like, what actually happened was, you know, so we go in now and they goes to me, would you want to speak to first?
Mm.
Said Tanya. Then I think they went to speak to the girls and Tanya said she wanted to speak to me.
Okay.
So they're just like, okay guys, you want to speak to each other?
Go talk. Yeah.
So we were the first two people to go speak to each other.
Wow.
Yeah, and the boys and girls were still separated at this time. Like, you guys want to talk to each other, go talk then.
Okay.
Yeah, pretty much.
And let's talk about the sexual chemistry between these two.
Listen.
Because we saw that.
No, Will, that air bite lives rent-free in my head.
Honestly.
Tanya.
Okay.
Do you know what? Right, I saw TikToks of that and people were saying like I didn't like Tanya and stuff like that. But realistically what happened was I'm very calm, right? But also you're put into like an environment with like 80 cameras in front of you.
Mm.
It's a bit of a weird situation. I'm an overthinker, right? I was thinking, am I saying the right things? Am I doing the right things? I need to do the right things, say the right things. Because, you know, everyone is watching. So I was in my head a lot of the times for the first 2-3 days. Like, as you can imagine.
Mm.
Like, it's new to me, you know? Mm. I'm just showing in, and she's like, she's already used to it. She's like, Martin, you have to do this. So I'm just like, okay, I need to do the right way, you know?
Oh, so she was even giving you instructions?
Yeah, she was telling me what to do. Like, because I was new to it, you know? Trust me, the first night we went in, the girls straight, I was like, oh, guys, you're standing in the wrong place. You need to stand here. They were experts. They knew what was going on. But obviously, after the first 3-4 days, you kind of get used to it.
Yeah.
So. But the first 2-3 days, I was into my own head. I was just trying to do the right things. You know them ones?
You're overthinking it.
Yeah, I was overthinking it. And I was like, if I kiss this girl, she pies me, bruv. I'm done. I'm national TV, bruv. I'm not trying to do that right now. So I'm just like, okay, should I hold on? Should I? But to be fair, she was like, she was in on it straight. And that made me a bit more comfortable. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Okay. I need to do.
Because look, people on social media felt like she was all over you and you were just almost a bit too relaxed. It made it look like you didn't like her. Did you like her?
Yeah, I did like her. Like, I do understand it, but I actually did like her. And she, she was all over me and stuff.
Oh.
And we saw it. I was there. I saw it too. Did you get me? I think, you know what it is, right? I remember from the first night, the boys came to me and like the Casa boys, they were like, oh man, you're sorted. You're going to me. Literally from the first night, they said that to
so
me.
So they all saw it?
Yeah, everyone saw it. They're like, oh, man, you're sorted. Literally from the first night. So I felt like from the first night, we just gone straight away. You get me?
Do you think if you had kissed her, she would have reciprocated if you had kissed her early?
Yeah.
So you, look.
Yeah.
So
looking back, 100%.
So this wasn't a sham. This was real. Like, she was onto you.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Let me take another sip because
I liked her as well. So
it's good. But obviously, let's bear in mind that this Shaq and the main villa. That's why.
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean?
Do you know what is? That was what like surprised me a bit because obviously, like me going into the Casa, I felt like that was like the toughest couple to like break.
Yeah.
Because obviously, they're saying that they're dropping the albums within 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. You know, and obviously, you know, either way, and they were doing stuff every day. Literally, like, well, not every day, but every other day. And, you know, they were exclusive as well. I was thinking this is going to be difficult as shit. But it was straight on easy. Like, we just gone easy. It was so easy to, like, just speak to her and stuff. So I was like, okay, this wasn't even difficult. Like, I'm comfy right now.
Yeah. So obviously, we saw scenes where you were putting your arm around her waist. They even zoomed in.
I saw that. I was like, why did you do that voice? Why are you doing that voice?
That's to show people what's going on, you know?
Yeah. Do you know what? Yeah, I remember they told us go to the kitchen. Mm. And go to the kitchen means, you know, got lips. I mean, you saw Max and Liv. They slipped in the kitchen.
Oh, is that the place where, what do you mean?
So, if you get told, go to the kitchen. like means go lipstick.
Well, if you get told by who?
The producers.
Oh, so the producers say go to the kitchen?
Yeah, that's what.
And that basically means kiss.
Yeah, go kiss in the kitchen.
Now the producers are messy.
But that's, didn't you see Liv and Max?
Yeah.
That's where we went to. That's where we were at that day. But I was just like,
was that the soup day? Was that the good soup, the delicious soup day?
I don't know. I didn't watch that.
Okay. Because there was a day what was they were talking about.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So I don't know.
Was, obviously, you just said that, you know, we know that they dropped their album, Tanya and Shaq, quite early.
Yeah.
Was she behaving like she was in love with Shaq when she was with you in Casa?
No. And you know what? I told her that. I was like, Shaq might be in love with you, but I don't think you are as well. Wow. And she just said,
So she didn't deny?
Yeah, she didn't deny. She didn't accept it, or she didn't deny either. So.
Yikes.
Oh.
I told her that. Like, I told her straight away. Like, I said, like.
Did she mention Shaq at all?
She did, but in a comparison way. She did like, oh, you're so different to Shaq.
Different in what way?
You're more chill. Shaq is a bit more, you know. Like, she said something to me. She said, you're putting pressure, but you're not putting pressure. If that makes sense. That's what she said. And
like, she said she found that more attractive, did she?
Yeah, because I'm more calm and chill. I was like, okay, that's what she'd say. Like, she was like, you and Shaq offered different, very different things with very different people. Which I agree with, we're actually very different.
Mm.
And she's like, yeah, but she said to me also that I'm more of a type on the outside than Shaq.
Really?
Ooh.
Yeah, she said that actually when we were at the villa, actually, yeah. What and the thing is, all the girls actually said the same thing as well. All the other girls, they're like, pretty much spoke to Liv, spoke to Claudia, spoke to Jesse as well, Akasa. And they all said like, yeah, they think me and Tanya have more chemistry than Tanya and Shaq.
Wow, so Ro, what are you thinking?
Yeah, especially coming from Liv, who we just found out was like Shaq's best mate now. So she was also backing you too.
How do you know Liv and Shaq are best mates?
They said it two episodes ago. Yeah, they were like,
I was surprised when I got to the villa.
Yeah,
you know, our best mates. But same. She did tell me that 100%. Yeah.
She was like,
she said, I'm more. I can't remember the word. You know, I can't remember the exact word she said. Like, she said, like, we make sense or something like that. Like, we make more sense. Me and Tanya make more sense or something like
that. Did she ever call out Tanya about her behavior?
No. That's something with the girls.
Wow.
The girls
never called each other. Well, see, that's a problem.
Not that I know of anyway. The girls never called out each other.
So all the behavior that happened in Casa, all the girls were kind of like high-fiving each other.
Yeah, pretty much. Not that, honestly, I didn't see it. It could have happened and I didn't see it.
Yeah. But when you were together. Knowledge,
it never happened.
Okay.
Like, so let's talk about the time you guys kissed. Mm-hmm. Like, when it happened, were you surprised? You must have thought like...
No, I wasn't surprised. When we kissed, I was like, yeah, it's been coming. Like, you know, even the producers told me like, yo, Martin, why are you kissing a girl? I was like, I need to be sure this girl's not going to pie me on national TV. Do you know what I mean? I need to be 100% sure. So when it happened, it was just like, yeah, man, you're taking the piss. You need to actually, you get me. You're taking it too long as well.
Wow. But I ask, are you surprised? Because, you know, like, from what we saw before Casa with Shaq and Tanya, it looked like, even though, they were having their rocky parts,
you
probably thought this is quite hard to break.
Yeah, I thought, before I got into Casa, I was thinking, Jesus, this is going to be on. I think I made a tweet, like, a couple of days before. I was like, this lord wants me to perform magic. I made it to you, like, yo, this guy's want me to perform magic because Zara's gone, Tanya's gone. I was like, yeah, these people want to. The tweet is still there, you know? Like, literally a couple of days before we actually entered, I still had my phone then and I tweeted that. I was like,
wow.
These people want me to perform magic.
Yike. So let's talk about the day of that Casa recoupling. Like, were any conversations had? Like, how did you guys, when did you find out that she was going to bring you back? Like, what was the conversation?
All right, so the morning, what happened was myself and Max had a little double date with Tanya and Liv, right? Because to be fair, I knew I was gone. Max knew he was gone as well. The other boy that thought he was gone was, it was 50-50, was Bailey with Claudia. So, but the two of us knew we were going, so we were like, let's have a little breakfast thing to like, before going to Casa, right? So we had breakfast now, then I pulled Tanya and told her, listen, if you want to take me back into the main villa, I am not going to be a test for you. It's 100%, you know there's something there and you want to continue to pursue that. That's what I told her like that day before we even do the recoupling or whatever. And she was like, yeah, 100%, like, you're not going to be a test. I was like, I'm not going to be a stepping stone for your shit, like, or else I'd rather go home. And I told her that. She's like, yeah, 100%. There's a connection there. I want to explore this, you know. This is what I want right now. I was like, cool, no problem. Then we had a coupling in the, like, the afternoon. You know, he was all good, whatever, whatever. Then now nighttime comes. We're meant to go to the main villa. I was the last. It was me and Tanya was the last people to, like, actually go. So it took a long time, Jesus. So, like, 5 hours.
5 hours?
Yeah, the coupling was crazy, bro. He was. So I'm just there. I was telling boy, like, bro, something is happening. I don't know what's going on, but something crazy is happening. Oh, and by the way, I told Tanya, you know Shaq is not going to couple, right? I knew he wasn't going to. Like, yeah. All the boys told her, she's not. He was like, no, I don't care.
She didn't care?
Yeah, she was like, I don't care. And meanwhile, she wrote two speeches, right? She wrote two speeches, one for if Shaq couples and one for if you don't couple.
Not having a backup plan.
I beg
having a backup plan.
Tanya said, I'm coming prep. Either way, I have a plan. Huh?
So she had two speeches now, right? We got to the main villa. We got to the main villa now. We were the last. Jesse had just gone in. So we're behind the thing. I think it was Jesse that came in before us. Yeah, I think it was Jesse. We're behind the doors now. And she said to me, Martin, I know you're cheeky. Don't be cheeky, please. Don't say anything. Let me do all the talking. And this time I'm pissed. I'm like, why do I need to butter up to the guy? Why can't I talk? Do you get me?
She just, you feel like she was getting nervous at that point?
Yeah, she was getting. I could see it. I know she was getting. She was like, her legs were shaking and all that kind of stuff. She didn't know what
not
to
the
expect.
Shaking legs.
No, that she was like, it felt to me at the point like she was scared. That's why I thought at the point. Mm-hmm. I was like, why are you scared? Why are you scared of the guy? Like, he's not going to beat you. You know that, right? No, that's why.
Sorry,
that's what I was thinking at the point. I thought it was because.
Oh, my God, sorry.
I thought she was scared of him being explosive. That's why I thought.
Oh, okay, fine.
I'm like, you can't beat you, relax, like nothing's gonna happen.
Yeah.
Then she started rewriting a speech, one of the villa producers. She was redoing, like making it seem better.
Okay.
And this time she said something about being a speed bump or something like that. And I was like, wait, what? That's not what we said. Like,
oh, wait, so she read that to you before?
She was saying it, and I was like, wait, what? Oh. And I said that, then goes, go, guys, go, it's your turn. So we didn't have the time to talk about it. So that's why when I went out, I was pissed already. If you saw my face, mm-hmm. I was fuming. That's why I was fuming already, and I just came with a stern look. Even though my boys thought I just had a stern look, but no, I was fuming. Because I'm thinking, this girl is going to embarrass me. Bro, God, please don't let this girl embarrass me. I was thinking, I'm gonna get embarrassed on TV today. Then we got there, we got to the thing, and she did the exchange with Shaq.
Yeah.
My head was hot. My
Your head was hot.
Gone. When I had the speed, I was like, God, please, why me? Because I had the conversation with her early in the day, and she said no, and she's saying to him, like, oh, yeah, we can get back. I'm just thinking, what is going on here?
Yeah.
Though, to be fair, on our part, she did tell me during the day that she would still get to know Shaq, which I have no problems with. Get to know the guy, you know. But
get to know him, you're in love. What do you mean?
She was like, yeah, she still wants to, like, she would continue getting to know him, and she would, like, I was like, yeah, do your thing, get to know him. It's fair enough, but like, it's more gonna be, you actually be open. Do you get me? Mm. But when the way she put it out at the fire pit was more like, oh, I'm just a test for them. And I literally specifically told her, I am not gonna be a test for you. Mm. So that's why, like, at the fire pit, my head was hot. Do you know? Maya asked me, and I said, oh, I'm just happy to be here. I had no clue I said that until when I got back.
Is it?
I didn't know what I said.
Wow.
I had no clue what I said because my head was gone. I was pissed about.
What would your ideal outcome have been then? Like, the way you would have wanted it to play out, mm-hmm. on that recoupling.
Yeah.
How would you have liked her to phrase it to Shaq? It's that wouldn't, like, have been disrespectful to
it's,
you.
It's like, yeah, I saw a connection there.
Uh-huh.
But I want to explore that, but I still want to speak to you. Not, oh, this is going to be a test. Do you
I see what you mean. Mm. So it's kind of like, this is a blip in our thing.
Nothing, right. But I'm still coming back to you.
Okay.
Yeah. And I was like, what is going on here?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Because I specifically said to her, I am not going to be a test. Like, it's going to be a thing of, you want to get to know both of us, which is fine. Do you get me? I did explain that to her.
Do you think producers might have pushed her to put in like those words? Like,
I don't know, you know. I actually don't know. I don't. That she would have to explain that. I don't know.
So you were embarrassed, basically.
Yeah, I was, because the thing is, all the boys, we were hyped with meeting Maya Jama for the first time, and you embarrassed me from Maya Jama. You embarrassed me from Maya Jama
in front of Maya Jama.
My head was
I'm
hot.
Finished.
And the thing is, right, I was not even pissed off because, like, I was thinking, okay, cool. You've embarrassed him. Now you've made it clear that you're going to go back to Shaq, right?
Yeah.
In a way. And I'm looking at which of the other girls made it. I see only one girl. I'm like, fuck, I am finished. I'm thinking, wow. I am finished.
So do you feel like Tanya sold you dreams?
Yeah, pretty much. But listen, we're not even done yet. So now we go sit. Listen. Now we go sit down, and I'm trying to assess the situation. Yeah. You know, and she starts tearing up. Yeah, okay. She like, our eyes were red. She was tearing up. I'm thinking, what the hell are you crying, bruv? Like, why are you crying? You made your decision. Stick with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, why are you crying? I feel like the point we entered the main villa, bro, everything changed. At the point we entered the main villa and she saw Shaq standing there. And realistically, I felt like she felt so bad, which is fair enough. You know what I mean? She would feel bad. Like, he's human. She felt so bad. She was tearing up. Then, you know, the recoupling, everyone went, you know. Everyone, like all the girls are consoling Shaq. And I'm thinking, bro, you lot were telling the girls, okay, why are you consoling Shaq now? Do you know what I mean? I'm there like, I'm confused as to what's going on here. Because I'm like, why are y'all hugging up to him saying, sorry. You saw what she did. Did you tell her what she was doing was wrong? Did y'all tell her? No one told her anything. Why are you not? But then again, girls were supporting girls. So I was like, okay, whatever. So actually what happened was Ron, Will and Casey came up to myself and Max while we're talking, and they go, Martin, that girl just smugged you on live TV. You know that, right? Yeah. Literally, Ron said that. He was like, what the fuck is that about? Like, why did she say that? I was like, bro, I don't know. My head is hot right now.
And do you feel like it looked like at this point, like you were the one chasing after her?
At this point, not yet. Yeah. Not yet.
At this point, no one fully knew the story, but they're like, something's not right here.
Like,
yeah.
Why the fuck would she say that? Like, she brought you from the main villa. Why would she just say it was actually the villa boys that didn't even know me that were saying that to me?
Wow.
You know what I mean? So that's what I'm thinking, okay, I'm not crazy because everyone can see the situation. Everyone can really assess what just happened here. So I pulled Tanya and I'm like, yo, what just happened here? Do you know what I mean? She was like, no, that's not it. She was trying to like basically validate. Like she was just saying like she wants to get to know him as well. Then I asked her like, okay, do you regret your decision? Like bringing me here? She said no. She still wants to get to know me. And I was like, okay, fair enough, cool. And that ended there. Do you know what I mean? I don't remember the old conversation anyway. That ended there, and then yeah, the rest of the villa was just hot. that whole night, it was hot. It was tense. Everyone was tense, hot. Like
what?
I could feel.
What do you mean by hot? What do you mean by hot?
Everybody was talking about me because I was the big story. Because the thing is, the guys didn't expect. Like they said that. Like I think they were all speaking, and Tanya was the only person they were so confident she's not going to recouple. Like they could put like whatever they've got on it that Tanya was not going to recouple. So everyone was speaking, and obviously the boys were defending Shaq. Like for example, Kai came up to me like, "Listen, I'm not speaking to you." Because Shaq is my boy, I have to. No, I rate that though. I actually rate it. Kai will tell you what is straight away. Kai is 100% a real man. He will tell you what is. He didn't speak to me for 2 days.
Yeah, but at least get your side of the story. Wait, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, later. He heard it. He was like, he needs to support Shaq in the moment, which makes sense.
Fair enough.
Do you get me? But
is it fair enough?
I actually.
Yeah, well, yeah,
actually,
you know, it's not fair enough.
Let me tell you something.
Yeah. What do you think, Sarah? What are your opinions?
It's a bit petty because. I understand that's your friend, but like we're all in the villa together. You know how Casserole Mall played out, and like the boys were up to madness as well. Just like, so, like, is he going to do the same for I don't know Jesse and not speak to Will after the way Will treated you? Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah. But the thing is, if a guy takes my boy's girl, I'm not going to be friends with you.
Friends, no. But I'm not like, that's the thing. He didn't speak to you.
Yeah,
like,
he didn't, like, you just.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Morning, Martin.
None of that. I didn't get even next morning. I feel like
that okay. So hold on. So let's talk about the energy in the villa now. The next morning, what was it like? What people saying hi to you? Was it tense in there?
I feel like obviously the night before Shaq came to say, you know, it's all good. You know, like you can get to know the gun. I was like, yeah, you get to know as well.
Someone can say something. What was the energy really like?
Yeah, the energy was off. I'm telling you now, the energy was off. I felt like the topic of discussion that day. Like that morning, you know, we woke up now. Oh, I should mention.
Speak. Mention.
They put us, me and Tanya, in the same bed. Shaq and Tanya was sleeping in before.
What?
So his name was still on the bed.
Stop it.
They're messy.
Bro, she got in bed. She's like, why the fuck can't they give us another bed? Like, his name was still in the bed.
That's messy.
And I was the night now, I'm trying to look for a place to put my shoes in. I open the drawer. It's condoms, like condom packets that's torn. And I'm just like, bro, you guys.
Condom pack holds and used by who?
By both of them, of course.
Oh, of course.
Of course. Like, boy, that's their bed.
I wanted to clarify.
And I'm thinking, Jesus, what?
It's just messy.
Playing?
It's like your.
Bro, because she even said, she was like, why can't they give us another bed? Why am I in the same bed that you and your ex thing was doing something before? Do you get me?
Yeah.
Why am I in the same bed?
No, that is so messy. Mate.
And, like, his name was still on the bed. You know, you have your name, like, on your name thing on the bed. His name was still on the bed.
Yikes.
But the next day, he yanked it off and put my name. But still, why are we using the same bed?
Madness. So, the tension, how was it, like, with you and him walking past each other?
Do you know
the bedroom, bathroom, villa?
I feel like me and Shaq was cool. We had no problems. Yeah. Mm. Like, we would speak during lunch and stuff, but obviously when we were recording and stuff, we didn't speak. Yeah. I don't know why. It wasn't awkward, but we just never were in the same area because he was close with Kai and Ron, so you go speak to them, and then Tom Casey would come speak to me if I, you know. Yeah. But I was sticking with Max the whole time anyway. Mm. But I could tell, like, you know, they were talking about me a lot. I don't know what they were saying, but I know they were talking about me, and they were talking about the situation, which is fair enough. Yeah. I mean, I feel like you speak about what's going on. That's what everyone does. So I understand them speaking about me and stuff. But
did
the energy
feel
was
a bit
definitely
ostracized, a bit separated from everyone, a bit.
Yeah,
left
out. Definitely, 100%. Yeah, I did. That sucks. Did. And Tanya would say, "Oh, go make friends." Woo! They don't want to be friends with me, bro. Woo! They don't want to be friends with me.
Please.
Bro.
Yikes!
She said, "Oh, go make friends." Days. I'm like, they don't want to be my friend.
But you know what? As someone who was watching the recoupling night, you know that line you said, I'm just happy to be here. Yeah. It came across as if it was like you were annoyed at Shaq or like trying to start.
No.
Did you feel the same?
Yeah, yeah. No.
So like the fact that you and him were actually okay and cordial, like it kind of came across like that. I don't know.
Okay, so I think I don't remember I said it. Like I told you. Like I think the next day I was asking the boys, what did I say? They had no clue what I said. Digger, like I can't remember. But I think I said it because I felt embarrassed in the moment. I'm just like, bro,
you
like
just didn't know what to say.
You just embarrassed me. Like
yeah,
what?
Yeah.
I'm just happy to be here because like what else? Like you just made me look like a dickhead in front of the from Maya and the guy, like, and everyone else. So what else do you want me to say? Do you want me to say, oh, I'm happy she just embarrassed me from everyone? No, I just said, listen, I'm happy to be here.
Yeah,
because at the end of the day, that's the only like positive I could see in the moment.
Yeah.
Did you get me?
Okay.
Well, it's good that you and Shaq had no disagreements. There were no disagreements at all.
There was just one. Which was minor. It was a movie night.
Yeah.
Did you get me? So
what happened?
So they didn't show it, because I had everyone had like their section and stuff, right? Yeah. And mine was called There's Something About Martin. Did they show that? They didn't show that.
There's Something About Martin. I saw that.
That's the one we saw the kiss.
Yeah.
No, that's Tanya's one.
Oh.
Wait, so they played There's Something About Martin?
Yeah, they played There's Something About Martin.
So what was it?
It was when I said, oh, 2-star, 5-star comment.
Oh, yeah. Remember when did Tanya say something like, compare you to Shaq and say something like.
Yeah, yeah, because she was comparing me to Shaq and I said, oh, well, 2-star, 5-star. I can't remember exactly.
Oh,
something
yes,
like
I
Shaq,
remember.
Shaq was 2-star.
I never said Shaq was 2-star. I just said, oh, do you want a 2-star meal or a 5-star meal? And she's like, are you a 5-star? I was like, well, decide yourself.
Yeah.
Do you get me?
Okay, so that was played. Then
that was played then. Shaq, I don't want to quote it, but he said something along the lines of, like, you're 5-star, but I took the girl back.
Oh, yeah.
So I said to him,
yikes.
Men are messy.
Some men are petty.
So I said, what did you say back? I was like, I'm not going to, because he was still like moving out. I was like, I'm not going to be like the girls and be exchanging words with you. We'll go talk about it during debrief. So during debrief, I was like, listen, I got 4 points to tell you. Number one, your girl was only within five minutes of our first conversation. And number two, I told her she doesn't love you and she didn't agree or disagree with it. Number three, on the outside, I would have been fucking your girls in ways you can't imagine. And number
four. Oh, carry on. Number four. Number four, proceed. Number four.
Oh, shit. Wait, what did I even say? You, I can't remember what I said number four, you know. I basically said that four things.
Hold
and
on.
He got so heated. Then, but the thing is, we resolved it. But,
Hold on. Let's take it step by step because a lot's going on. So, number three, you said you would have been doing like, what to his girl?
I can't remember exactly what I said, but I was like, number three, I would have been fucking her in ways you can't even imagine.
Wow. Martin!
So when you said that, what did he say back?
He got heated. Then he was like, bro, I'm just so pissed. Because I explained what exactly happened at CASA. You get me? Because that's when I knew that Tanya was lying to Shaq about what happened. Because I feel like I need to rewind it for you to like make sense, right? Because she said to Shaq that the way she was acting at the villa was what happened at CASA as well. She said to Shaq that basically she gives me some kind of distance. Like when we're speaking, which that's what she did at Villa, but that's not what happened at CASA, you know. Everyone knows that. And she said what we had was just a peck, and she said that she wasn't attracted to me initially, which is also a load of BS. Do you get me? So I was like, listen, boy, I will tell you exactly what happened, because I had not really told him what happened because I just didn't want a problem.
Yeah,
I was like, you know, you lot do your thing. I don't care. Do your thing. I'm not going to, you know, go into details because then I seem like the bitter guy. But at this point, you want to know. I'll tell you. Then I told him. Then we shaked it out.
But that's
the only disagreement.
That convo needed to be had, though.
Yeah.
As raw as it was, it needed to be had. He needs to understand the full picture of what happened at Casa Amor.
Do you know what? You know, he was crying that night, and everyone thought he was crying because, like, you people thought he was crying.
He was crying when he was outside the villa.
He was crying because of the movie, the way he started moving. No, he was crying because of what I told him.
What?
Yeah.
Ooh, that makes sense.
That makes a lot more sense.
He was crying because of everything I told him.
Why did they play that? I wish they played that.
Yeah, not because of like the movie night. No, he was crying more because of why all I told him. He was fuming.
So after everything, were you surprised that he genuinely took her back?
I was surprised, but I understand it. Do you know why I understand it? Because realistically, if he doesn't take her back, then he's going home.
I hear it. Sorrel, what are your thoughts? I hear it. It's true.
It is true.
It's a game show. You have to play the game.
It's a game show. You have to play the game. Because I guess it's like morals v. Do I want to go home?
Because even, do you know what? Even after, like, when CASA happened, he was like, it's done. He was like, don't try. He didn't speak to her at all for 2-3 days. He didn't speak to her. So, but later he was like, okay, I'll speak to her now.
Yeah.
Well, I understand it though, because he's been there for what, 5-6 weeks now? Yeah. He wants to stay. He wants to try and make it to the final.
Yeah.
Which makes sense. I wouldn't have done it because I was like, fuck you. After that, I was like, fuck, you can't come back to me. But obviously, Shaq wanted to stay. So I actually understand it. I get it.
So do you feel like there's a part in here where Shaq has stayed because he wants to stay on the show?
Yeah, I 100% believe that's what happened. 100%.
So you think that he's kind of playing the game a bit?
Everyone is playing the game. Most people are playing the game. Most people are playing the game. But at the end of the day, it's Love Island. You have to play the game.
So do you think on the outside world, do you think Shaq would have tolerated
that? 100% no.
Yeah.
He was not tolerating that. Andre, come on, man. Let's be real here. Let's be real. Let's be real. He's not tolerating that on the outside world.
Yeah.
No one is.
Because you spoke to him. You know his personality.
I told him exactly what happened. Like, the thing is, Tanya told him loads of lies. Do you get me? Told him a lot of BS, and I literally, okay, this is what happened. And the thing is, I was backed by Maxwell as well. I was backed by Max. I told him this is what happened, and Max said yes, because Max knew exactly what happened. Even the 2-star, 5-star comment I made, right, I did say it. Then like 2 minutes later, I told the boys, you know, the CASA boys, I was like, listen, I just said this, but I don't like it, because I don't like your comparison bullshit. Because, but the thing is, she was always comparing me to Shaq, and I told her I don't want to hear it. Do you get me? Don't. Then I made that comment. I went back to her. I was like, listen, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have made that comment. Do you get me? She's like, oh, no, it's okay. It's fine. Do you get me? And I told Shaq as well. I was like, yeah, I made the comment. I'm sorry, but But I apologized to Tanya anyway. Mm. But it was taken out of context.
I see. Now let's talk about that moment when she left the bed to go and kiss Shaq. Like, what are your thoughts? Did you see it coming? Were you awake?
Oh, I knew it happened. I knew it happened. Yeah, I knew.
How did you know?
Okay. I'm going to reverse a bit. I think we have to start from the second day. Go to where you need to go.
It's fine. We've got time.
There were times she put, like, Shaq put his bottle here. She put her bottle close to him. Mm. And I'm thinking, where the fuck are they? There were times it would just be Shaq and Tanya in the villa, like inside the villa, and everyone else. So I'm thinking, where are these two guys? What's going on there? I don't know. And the thing is, things like that start playing. You get me? Even like, and the thing, she was being so off for me. Like she wasn't really in the conversation, and she was down the whole day and stuff like that. Even the producers told me like, I should probably just give her space. Cause I told them I don't know what's going on. Mm. She was like, nah, give her some space. She's probably just, you know, just feeling like out of the weather or whatever. I was like, okay, cool. I'm just going to give her some space till nighttime. Now nighttime comes. I was in the bathroom now. I was coming out. I see you and Shaq bumping each other and give each other a smile. You're like, I was like, what the fuck is going on here? Like, ooh. I was seeing a lot of that, a lot of shit like that with like and Shaq coming in together, bashing into each other, you know, all this kind of like little cute things they be doing. Mm. And I'm thinking, okay, I'm Bince then. Like, what is going on here? I'm right here, bro. Like, what am I doing here? Yeah. Do you get me? Now nighttime comes. We're just having normal chats in bed. Just normal, like the day and shit like that. So I was even saying, I don't know why I said. I was like, come closer. Why are you being so far away? She was like, no, I'm okay. I was like, okay, cool, whatever. I'm going to bed. Now she goes to the toilet. I saw the door. She goes left, which is where the toilet is, which is fair enough. Within less than 5 minutes, maybe like 2-3 minutes, she stands up again. But this time Kai gets the door before, and Kai goes left. I know there's only one toilet there. And I could see her, she went down. Do you get me? She went down. And Tom goes, where's she going? I was like, I don't know. She comes back again. She does the same thing again. Tom goes, she's going downstairs a lot, you know? I was like, I don't know. Then when she comes back this time, she goes, hey, Martin. I didn't say anything. I just turned around. Because I was like, It's suspicious. Mm. It's suspicious. So I just left it. And so the next day, while I was making tea, I told Max, I was like, listen, something happened last night. I can't explain it. And given that she'd been saying to me that, oh, Martin, you're overthinker, you just overanalyze the situation. Mm. I didn't want to bring it up, because if it's not true, then it's more like, oh yeah, you're really overthinking situation. So I didn't bring it up. So I was like, you know what, I'm going to make a breakfast, because obviously she told me she's been stressed, she's been overwhelmed. I was like, you know what, I'm going to make a breakfast today and we'll just have a good day. I'm not going to ask any questions. It's just going to be a chill day. Chilled. Everyone could just chill. Do you get me? So I made a breakfast, but I still mentioned it to her. I said to her, you know, you went down 3 times last night. And she goes, did I? Okay. That's what she said. that's the comment. She just goes, did I? Okay. I was like, okay. No problem. So I told her. that was me giving her the opportunity to tell me something.
Mm. And she didn't take it.
She didn't tell me. She didn't tell me. Do you get me? I gave her the opportunity to tell me because something happened. Okay.
Why do you think she didn't want to tell you at that moment?
I don't know. I actually don't know.
What would your reaction have been, do you think?
I would just be like, okay, I'll take the food. I'd probably throw in the bin.
Give me that.
So I was just like, trying to have a good day. I told her, listen, I just want us to have a chill day today. Mm. Like just relax, you know, no pressure today. So I was giving her a lot of space because she told me, oh, she wants to use the day to think. Mm. She has a lot to think about. I was like, yeah, you do, you know, take your time. And I was going to give her space to do that. So during the day, I told Max, I was like, Max, I can tell you something happened. I can't explain it, but something happened. And he was like, oh, you're probably thinking. I was like, the only thing downstairs is there's another toilet downstairs, though, and there is the girls' dressing room. What are you looking for twice downstairs? Mm. And just Shaq is downstairs as well. So I was like, what are you looking for twice? And he was like, oh, no, you know, girls forget things in the dressing room. She probably went to pick it up, whatever. I was like, okay, cool. no problem. Then Max went to speak to her. I don't know what they said. Then she called me like, oh, Marin, come. I was like, okay. I was given a space. So she called me over. I was like, okay, cool. Like, come chill with us. I sat down now and Max left. So she was like, I don't remember what she was saying. I was like, and he entered the conversation of us, like me asking her, okay, like, I wanted to give you space, but now you're asking what is up, like what is going on. Like, she get me. She was like, oh, she has a lot to think about. Like, yeah, what have you decided? What are you doing? What are we doing? All this kind of shit. She was like, I should have mentioned why me and Max are talking. He told me Shaq made a comment. Shaq said that there's nothing in there with me and Tanya because our conversation looks stiff. And I was like, you know what? I agree with him. Mm. I actually agree with him. And that pissed me off because I actually agree with him. Mm. He was right. Our conversations look stiff. Mm. There was so much distance. There was nothing in it.
Mm.
Do you get me? So I said to her, you know, Shaq said this and I actually agree with him. Do you know what I mean? Like, I agree that. She was like, oh, really? Like, that she's been thinking about that, like, why that is happening as well. Like, yeah, listen, like, I want to speak to you, but I need something back. I need to have, like, some sort of energy back. Because if I'm speaking to you and not giving energy, I'm just begging it now.
Mm.
Do you get me? So if you want to get to know me, you have to give me that chance to talk back, to you.
Yeah.
You have to actually be open. You don't just close yourself up and then expect miracles to happen. And then we started going round and round in circles and stuff. And I said to her, listen, just go back to Shaq. You clearly like the guy. Do you get me? Because I can see the little things. I mentioned
so
the thing.
So you said that to her before she did her speech?
Yeah, yeah. I said that to her. I was like,
boy.
Because I was like, and then she got pissed off when I said that.
Why did she get pissed off?
She got pissed. She's like, why would you say that? Why would you say go back to Shaq? I was like, you clearly like the guy. Like, just go back.
Mm.
And she was like, why would you say that? Why would you say go back to Shaq? Like, okay, I was like, okay, I'm sorry. I just said, okay, I'm sorry, but this is what I'm feeling. This is why I said it, because obviously I can see the little interactions with you. Mm. You lot. Like, there's something there, but you've given me nothing since I got here. You might as well go back. Mm. And she's like, oh, no, don't say that. All this kind of thing. Then we just went around in circles and around in circles. Then we got called both into Beach Out. So I went to Beach Out, one of the Beach Out, she went to the other one. And they said to me, yeah, man, you're frustrated. Like, it's not nice that what she's doing. Just give her some space and maybe talk to her tonight.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, cool. And I came out. I went to Max and Liv and I said, listen, guys, I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm not doing this anymore. Because Max told me, asked me, what are you doing? Go and do this. Like, listen, I'm done. Because Max already told me to just take a step back and leave her alone.
Mm.
I was like, yeah, I'm doing this now. But I don't want to do it now because the guys told me, the production guys told me, just leave it for now and talk to her in the evening. So I said, I'll speak to her at night, but I'm done with the situation. Like, I'm not a beg, and it's 3 days now.
Mm.
I'm not saying decide. I'm just saying give me a direction. Give me an inkling of what's going on. Give me some energy back. Give me something to work with. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, I'm just there in a limbo, in a three-way limbo. It's not nice. Just give me something to work with. So I told Max, leave, and I was done. They were like, oh, really? You sure? Like, listen, I'm done. Maybe like 10, 15 minutes later, she comes out. She was like, oh, can we chat? That's when she goes, oh, she wants to, like, listen, I was going to pull you in the night anyway, because I literally said to the boys, like, Max and Liv, that I'm done anyway. She's like, yeah. Then I was like, listen, you can't have your kick and eat it, because that's what I said in the moment, because I knew something happened.
Yeah.
But I couldn't prove, I didn't want to say to her, like, oh, this
so
happened.
So was this on the same day of her announcement?
Yeah, that's on the same day. I was like, yeah, this is done. And that's when I was like, yeah, do we agree that it's done?
Fine.
Now the announcement came. We had the concert that night. The announcement came. And I was just there like.
How did you feel in that moment?
I was like, what the fuck? He was like, what the fuck just happened? Because you're saying, oh, I'm sorry for embarrassing you. But you're just embarrassing in front of everyone.
Yeah.
On live TV as well. Second time. I'm like, second time. This girl's taking a piss. Oh, my head was hot. But I'm trying to be calm.
Do you feel like... Do you, very quickly.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you and Tanya could be friends?
No, absolutely not. She embarrassed me twice on live TV, bruv.
After the fact, you don't think you guys can
be friends? No, absolutely not. Yikes. The thing is, I'd explain. We'll get there. Let's just focus on the story now, right? So now she's saying this stuff. I'm just thinking. Then I clapped like an idiot as well, because I was like, no fair. Young love. I was clapping. Yeah. Then Max said, oh, I'm sorry, bro. You're right. Then he said, oh, Martin, I'm so sorry. Then went to sit. I was like, no, it's fine, boys. It's fine. I took my wine, went to sit down with them. And they were speaking to me, but my head was gone at this moment. I was just thinking, man, you just got taken for idiot on live TV twice by the same girl. I was like, okay. Then production came now. Production says, I'm like, oh man, are you gonna have that?
What?
No.
Sorry, I was about to wrap this up, but wait, what?
I was thinking, am I gonna have it? Really? Am I gonna have it? Then I was like, you know what, guys, that's when I want to cause some drama tonight.
Yeah.
So that was production who like gave you that little...
I was saying to production, I was like, yeah, you know what? I'm gonna cause some drama. You're like, okay, go on, do it. Now that's when, like, after I was like, yeah, I'm gonna cause some drama tonight. They were like, yeah, let's go. So I went to this thing. I did like, oh, I think you're a liar. Da, 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 da. And then obviously she called me bitter in front of everyone. Mm. So I explained the situation to the boys, and the boys were like, yeah, that is not on at all. And they all turned on her. They're like, yo, that is not on. Yes. Obviously Shaq had a back, because that's his girl, isn't it?
Yeah.
He was like, yeah, get me.
And very briefly, how did you feel when some of the islanders said you were the most untrustworthy person in there?
I was fuming, I'm not gonna lie, but because the justification made no sense. Mm. Like, to be fair, like, for example, me and Sammy clashed the second day, but she clashed with all the Casa boys anyway.
Okay.
Yeah, but me and, except Max, she didn't clash with Max. It was just me and the rest of the boys. We clashed on the second day, so I understood Sammy.
Yeah.
Lana, I don't think I said a word to Lana Ultra. Like my time in the villa, and Claudia made no sense because we were actually cool enough. Mm. So but we had a conversation with them, and Claudia said, "I'm sorry, it was a cop out decision." Ron said, because we barely spoke, and they barely spoke to Ron. To be fair,
yikes.
Barely spoke to Ron. Yeah.
Yikes.
So I was fuming, but they all apologized for it. They're like, yeah, they were being a cop out. I'm just like, bro, say things with your chest. Mm. Don't just say because Martin doesn't say much, you want to like scapegoat me. No.
Yeah.
Do you get me?
But look, onwards and upwards.
Exactly.
What's next for Martin?
to be honest, right, it's more, I'm still going to be an engineer because that's what I like to do first. But I love fashion content.
Yeah, we can see it. We can see it.
And yeah, pretty much.
Love to see it. To come. Love to see it. And Sorrel, what's next for you? Still the reviews, everything?
Yeah. I'll just be on the internet opening my mouth and talking as I always am. You know.
Well, guys, thank you so much for joining me on the show. Woo, 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 woo.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.